This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on the limits and pitfalls of Google search engine. It's true that none of us seem to be able to live without Google anymore. There are other search engines, and for one reason or another, many of us dip our toe in and still find later, despite our misgivings, that we're still using Google Mail, even knowing they keep everything forever and share with the NSA. We depend on Google's calendar, we keep buying phones with Android, and generally, we're chained to their engine. For all the publicity about Google being a kinder and gentler conglomerate with its motto of don't be evil, when you think about it, that's really a very low bar. There really aren't many people or corporations who go out in the world determined to just be evil. My worry is that we all depend on Google, and Google is not doing enough to be good. We are seduced into believing by them and our own self-delusion and perhaps laziness that our simple searches are bringing us real knowledge and truth rather than a mishmash of illusion. We depend on Google and the internet, we just can't trust them to deliver for us. I stumbled onto a case where a locksmith, Mark Baldino in Northern Virginia, had sued Google for racketeering. I reached him and interviewed him on Wade's World on KABF. His beef, shared by many businesses, is that Google doesn't screen out the scammers from their listings, which encourages companies to create false listings so that when you scroll, you might pick a fly-by-night operation claiming to be near you that is actually just a number connected to a call center dispatch on the hustle. The other side of the Google scam is that for a legitimate business, like Baldino's, he has to pay Google for keywords and listings to move up on the list of searches ahead of the scammer, in other words, advertising. They've lost $8 billion in business over the last 7 years by their account. That's million. While also having to spend thousands in online advertising with Google and others to try to recapture the traffic. Google has essentially tried to make Baldino police the scammers himself rather than deciding not to do evil itself. So if he sends them a spreadsheet with scammers, they'll vet the sheet and block the bad boys. Is that lame or what? No wonder Baldino sued. Someone the other day in conversation asked if people ever Google search themselves. I used to do so once a year during my Christmas vacation as a hoot, just to have a sort of crazy out-of-body experience. Though now I largely don't bother because the searches and alerts are so spotty. A free service called Newsly, perhaps that's the pronunciation, relies on Google and others and does a lot of it for me, equally poorly. With all of its money, Google and its imitators don't pay to get past the increasing number of paywalls. For example, this week I was quoted in the New York Times front page political story by Michael Barbaro on Iowa from the 2008 Chief Organizer blog, but no Google alerts found my name, Acorn, or anything else. While they and Newsly did find some random right-wing blog arguing that Acorn and I were effectively subverting the Affordable Care Act in the USA for our own nefarious and revolutionary purposes. Same for the long 30th anniversary story on KBF. Nada. I can only believe that's because the Arkansas Democrat Gazette is also behind the paywall. All of which means the whack rises to the top and ends up as pig fodder disguised as facts for those so inclined. And in the ways of the internet might be a source for a Wikipedia entry down the line. Yet Google, Wikipedia, and others are now our go-to for so much of our information, research, and heaven forbid, knowledge. It may or may not be racketeering, as Baldino Locksmith's claim. The courts will figure that out soon enough. But whatever it is, it's bad business and a dangerous perversion of the public interest, whether for commercial purposes or the general search for truth for all of us as regular people out in the wide world of work and life. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.